This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? We have another individual in the Scandinavian region, this time of Arab origin, who has burnt the Quran, and this is becoming a trend. And I was in two minds. Should I actually make a video about this individual or not? Then I thought, why not? Because actually some good can come from it. This individual to me is as insubstantive as a ghost. In fact, his existence to me is as good as his non-existence. I mean, whether he's over the ground or under the ground to me is the same. But this individual has come out and tried to burn the Quran and insert bacon into it and try and antagonize the Muslim community, probably to expedite his immigration case that he's got in Sweden. And then he, groveling on his hands and knees, effectively went to make a video asking the Swedish government to give him protection and criticizing them for one thing or another. I want to let the Muslim community know the following. We've actually been really using these people. Yes, we have. We've been using people like this Quran burner and the other Quran burner and the third Quran burner to build, I would say, some of the best infrastructure in Scandinavia. And in that, for example, as you guys will know from the advertisements on this channel, we've actually been able to build so far the biggest infrastructure in Scandinavia. Yes. And wallahi, I tell you this as a measure of explaining the giving you glad tidings as the Muslim communities, a big chunk of that, a big reason for that actually has been because of the anger that the Muslim community has felt towards people like this. And sometimes we as the Muslim community need to get angry, to get mad, to get triggered. Why? So that we can respond in kind. And this is something Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he mentioned in one of his books, Shifa al-Alil. In fact, he says that sometimes the devil or the enemy of Islam or something which is negative can arouse us and give us the religious impetus to respond and to awaken something which would otherwise be dormant within our very psyches. And so I think we have to think of it from this perspective. This is positive. It's always been positive when you have a negative force, which we then respond to, which we have an opportunity to do so here again. The link is in the description. In this is the biggest Scandinavian da'wah center. And I went to it myself. I saw that they have tangibly and physically expanded its premises. They are printing materials. They have Qurans there that they're going to in the Scandinavian languages. They are expanding all over. They do da'wah in Norway. They do da'wah in Sweden. And this is the best for me. Tangible response. We haven't just been all mouth here. We haven't just been speaking, because someone will say, well, what, condemning is not really getting us anywhere. We're doing something as the Muslim community in Europe, which actually affects Muslims and non-Muslims in that region itself. And they're helping us. They are our mascots. We're using them like tools. We're using them like a mobile phone. Let me be even more crude and crass. We're using them, sorry to say, like a prostitute. And I'm not saying that this is a legitimate profession, but these people are mascots for us. They're the antagonists in the story. They are an important part of the fundraising experience. And of course, you as the Muslim person and me as a Muslim person now have the ability to click the link below and donate to the biggest da'wah center in all of Scandinavia. That's all I have to say about this nobody. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.